I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for October 23, 2025. A national healthcare corporation is working towards an agreement to buy regional treatment provider Addiction Recovery Care. Shepard Snyder has more on the story.
The Louisa-based company says it signed a letter of intent to be acquired by Athema Health Corporation based in Florida. ARC currently operates 18 facilities, mostly in eastern Kentucky. Athema currently owns Aria, Kentucky, which operates rehab centers across the state. ARC's facilities will be operated under the Aria umbrella. The sale comes amid turbulent times for ARC. The FBI announced last year it was investigating the company for potential healthcare fraud. ARC has since closed 9 facilities and laid off hundreds of employees. The treatment provider says those cutbacks are because of reimbursement cuts to Medicaid by insurance companies and aren't related to the federal investigation. A press release says ARC believes the sale is the most responsible decision for the company, its clients, and its workforce. I'm Shepard Snyder.
The latest debate over data centers is playing out in a small town in southern Kentucky near the Tennessee border. The Franklin Planning and Zoning Commission rejected a proposal Tuesday night that would change regulations to allow construction of data centers, as well as on-site power generation. Real estate developer Ten Key Land Company recently purchased more than 200 acres of land just off Interstate 65 in Simpson County for a proposed data center that would be powered by natural gas turbines. Following public outcry over noise and environmental concerns, as well as what critics call a lack of transparency surrounding the project, planning and zoning members voted unanimously to reject a change in regulations. Franklin resident Kristen Wilson expressed relief over the change.
I am so proud of Franklin, and I am so proud of the fact that our citizens on the commission stood with the citizens in the room. They heard us, and they listened to what we had to say and our concerns.
However, the planning and zoning vote is only a recommendation that will be sent to the Franklin City Commission, which will make the final decision. Last week, the Meade County Planning and Zoning Commission voted unanimously against rezoning land for data centers near Brandenburg. Developers in Oldham County withdrew a similar proposal in July, but new applications for a smaller data center is under review. Meanwhile, other data centers have been approved in Jefferson County. Lexington City Council members heard a presentation on a potential microtransit project earlier this week. Shepard Snyder has more.
Microtransit is a cross between public transportation and ride-sharing apps like Uber or Lyft. It's designed to offer commuters more flexible routes. Lextran, the city's public transit authority, recommended operations be split into 6 zones with 2 vehicles each. Fare would be $3 each trip. Fred Combs is the general manager of Lextran. He says a potential year-long pilot project would focus on Northwest Lexington.
There's a high concentration of jobs. There's healthcare access with a VA hospital in Eastern State. We also have our wheel service serve some dialysis clinics in that zone.
A proposal was made to fund the pilot with leftover money from last year's budget during a council work session. Council decided to table making a decision until next month after more discussions are had. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
Governors Mike DeWine and Andy Beshear discussed their bipartisan collaborations. The ongoing governmental shutdown and touchy topics like the use of the National Guard at an event at the University of Cincinnati this week. Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear is a Democrat. Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine is a Republican. But they told a crowd today hosted by UC's Portman Center that they found plenty of common ground. They highlighted the Brent Spence Bridge corridor and fighting the opioid epidemic as areas where they've worked together. One area they diverged slightly is Trump's use of the National Guard troops in American cities. DeWine said that's something usually best left to law enforcement professionals, though he sent 150 National Guard troops to aid Trump's crime reduction efforts in Washington, D.C. Beshear expressed more open opposition to the Trump administration's use of the National Guard.
Crime and making people feel safer is hard work that can't be solved by a stunt.
Former U.S. Senator Rob Portman moderated the conversation. He praised the way the two governors have cooperated despite their political differences. More than 5 years after the 2020 racial justice protests, Louisville Metro has settled a class action lawsuit over the police response to demonstrations following the killing of Breonna Taylor. In the early days of those protests, Louisville Metro Police fired tear gas, pepper balls, and flashbangs into large crowds. A group of protesters later sued, accusing police of using excessive force. The ACLU says LMPD policy changes now prohibit police from using chemical and direct impact weapons for the purpose of moving or managing crowds at peaceful protests. A police investigation is underway after Ku Klux Klan propaganda was discovered in Kentucky's capital city. The Courier-Journal reports the Franklin Police Department is requesting the public's help in identifying who left the materials in several neighborhoods this week. Police are asking residents to reach out if they have any security camera footage or other photographic evidence of people leaving these materials. Anyone with information is asked to contact the police through the non-emergency line. You can learn more on these stories and many others when you visit us at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.